Oran, again, remain unbeaten, and you've extended your lead now at the top of the table to 4 points, and you've won a derby. Perfect day out for you, I would have thought.
Great day until I got up here and got hit a 50-50 with Liam Beckett, but I'm just about still standing here, so a good jab to the stomach there as well. But listen, a great day, Joel, and you know, derbies are well documented, and this one was no different in relation to the intensity and the hype and everything that went into it. And to be fair to our lads today, they've chinned the bar again, and it's been a great performance.
How much are you enjoying this run?
It's brilliant, and I've said it if a couple of times this season, that I remember a bad spell at Corian 4 or 5 years ago when we had to go to Warren Point with something like 6 games left or 5 games left just to secure our place in the league in a transition time at the club, and that was pressure. That was absolute pressure, and I keep reminding the boys of that because there's a few of the lads that were there at that time, and this is the opposite. It's excitement, it's joy, and it's great fun, and at this point in time we just want to keep our finger on the pulse and keep it going.
Did you feel you deserved that one today in terms of for maybe people listening who weren't at that game?
I think we were comfortably uncomfortable. We had quite a bit of the ball and probably more of the chances. But in derbies like this, and with the quality of some of the players that Ballymena have, you know, Carfield in particular, I think he's 4 in his last 4. So you're always wary of players like that and the damage that can be done with one little loss of concentration. So no credit. I thought just 10 minutes after half-time, Ballymena came out of the blocks well at the start of the second half. We were wee bit sloppy then. We went straight up the pitch and got our second. And after that, I thought we managed the game quite well.
Lots of players have had mentions this season, but tell us about Stephen O'Donnell and what he's added, Oran, since coming in.
He's been brilliant, and we had a real good look at him the last couple of seasons, and it was about, I suppose it was Stephen Douglas just keeps drinking the water that doesn't let him age, and with that he just has kept going longer than we expected him to, and I didn't want to bring Stephen in at a time where I wasn't sure I could get him enough football, so we let him sit an extra year and then I've gone and get him. But he's 24, he captained Institute. He straight away, you see a huge amount of leadership qualities in him. He's a fantastic attitude. But the big thing for me also signing him, which probably, to be fair, our other centre-halves don't do, is he generally weighs in with double figures per season of goals, and that's the way it had been for the last couple of years at Institute. And already you can see that in the opposition's box. He's weighed in with a few, and I hope he can keep doing it.
Well, Stephen Douglas is drinking water, is he? That's a revelation for the programme.
He gets it off Peter Pan.
That'll be news to a lot of people. Just finally, again, a couple of your players acknowledge the start that they've made in terms of their international call-ups for the under-21 side, and I'm sure you were the first to say that they absolutely deserve them.
They do, and it's testament to all the work and everybody and everything that's going on at the club. And to be honest, there's probably a couple of others. Chris Johns, Brad Lyons in particular today, I thought was a standout player on the pitch, aren't far away from it either. So it's great for us. It's a great buzz for the club. All the boys in the change room are delighted for them, and the week that they spend away at full-time setup and full-time training can only be good for them, and they do come back with a wee spring in their step, and it's great. So no, the longer that lasts, the better.